It's been a really extraordinary meal. As usual, why are we always eating this way, Rabbit? I don't know. But this time we're at Waterside in Bray, England, and we have this little cute little corner summer house where we're interviewing Alain Roux, who is of a great dining dynasty and a total charmer. Hello, Alain.
Hello.
We've had this really wonderful meal. I mean, a classic French, except I think you'd call it modernized French, wouldn't you? How do you describe your food, Alain?
I think the food is pretty much what you resemble from the family point of view, which is what we've tried to present to our customers, is a classical French cuisine with a modern twist, really. That's the way we see things the last few years. And it seems to be, you know, understood, and it's not a dangerous food. You appreciate it. Very easy to eat and to, you know, to look at and to smell, you know, what you've got on the plate.
Not only is it not dangerous, it's also delicious. Could you just describe the situation at Bray? I mean, we're right sitting on the Thames. I was overwhelmed how beautiful it is.
It's true. It's one of the facts why the family has chosen to buy the place and to start to cook in such a small restaurant in a small village in the middle of the countryside, the west side of London, and it's a very characteristic, charming village along the river, the pretty view with the swans and the ducks. We've got a little terrace, and the restaurant is basically on the river. You can have a better view.
We were hoping that the ducks we were watching were not going to be on our plate, but we had a spectacular duck. just briefly, Alain comes from a whole dining dynasty, as I said. His father, Michel Roux, fostered that's not the word for it. I mean, there's some description about how influenced all these other chefs. Your uncle also was active. You have your own style. I mean, what do you do differently that identifies your signature cuisine?
Yes, well, my food, I think, is quite simple. I've got the influence, obviously, of people where I've been training from the first day. So that was a few years in pastry in Paris, and after that for about 7 years in some Rolet de Chateau, some small places, and some places who are like big chateau or palace even. And I've been with my father for 14 years now, so I would say the biggest influence is my father, really. That's something that I've realized and understood, that what he's doing, the way he's cooking, is always something that is giving me the drive and the excitement in cooking. And I have opened my mind a lot with his ideas, his ways of preparing and cooking food. And I guess that's what is giving me the thrill these days.
Well, I mean, your father wasn't on the property, but I must say that I stopped counting the number of dishes we had, and there was not a single dish that was not perfect. So, I mean, I thank you for this. We'll talk to you a bit later about other things.
It's true that you had a little selection of, our speciality dishes, and I must say there's quite a few these days, because when the house has been, open for 34 years almost, and we're celebrating our past 20 years of three Michelin star, which is a big celebration for the family and the team. And we're not used to have menus like 10 or over courses, but we try the best so to you can understand our way of cooking. So we've done several dishes, it's true, maybe almost 10 or 12, I think, and very, very small portion, but we're more focused on a bit of a generous portion and more towards maybe, I would say, a 5 or 6 course menu, which is, I think, enough to, you know, to taste the dish and to enjoy it, really.
At La Rue, we had this wonderful luncheon at your restaurant, Waterside in Bray, England. And one of the first things I noticed was, I mean, it is a French restaurant, modernized, but still formal in the sense of quality service, but not formal in the sense of stuffy. Your servers were fabulous. What is the ratio of server to customer in your restaurant?
It's true that you could say that we're quite lucky, or our customers are quite lucky, is that I think the ratio is about one waiter to two customers, which I think is something that is great. It could be too much. It could be taking over and looking like the restaurant is overcrowded of white jackets or black jackets, perhaps. But no, not at all. I think people come here and they feel like at home. It's relaxed. There's some atmosphere. You know, the clients, they're all talking, laughing. They're having a great time. And it's all that because we've got a team of, 20, 25 waiters maximum. And they're looking after around 70, 75 covers normally. And you've got Diego Masiaga, who's really the maestro. It's a bit like a theater or an orchestra. He's one of our directors. He's been working with the family for over 18 years, I think. And he's got next to him Benoît Raden, who's our restaurant manager. I mean, those are really the key people. It's like they work, they look after customers, they train their staff, and it's just like a swan on water. It's wonderful.
Well, I mean, and I like that one with the dimples, by the way. It's very cute. We had a specially constructed tasting menu that you included all your favorites in. I mean, I have it here. You don't need to recite every single dish, but could you just pick a few of your favorites and talk to our listeners about what they might choose?
Well, I must say I had good fun, preparing and cooking that little lunch for you. I was not alone. That's something that's very important to say, so that's why you must have appreciated, apparently. I've got a very good head chef, who's Russell Holborn, who's been on, working with the family for over 12 years now. And he grew up with my, by my side in our kitchen here at the Waterside. And we prepared a few dishes with the whole team that was like the black pudding, a homemade black pudding. Very simple, but hard work to prepare, and I think quite tasty. That's one actually of the pudding that I've learned, the black pudding that I've learned to cook in France, in Burgundy, one of the speciality of the Lorrain family at La Côte Saint-Jacques. And otherwise, I think you had, between some classical dishes of the family of the Waterside, and you had some little newish dishes, basically. So a little touch of my dad and a little touch of myself.
I want to know about the two lobster dishes we had, which you could have them sent to me to the hotel for breakfast tomorrow.
Indeed. You have the tronçonnette de homard, which is like a pan-fried medallion of lobster with a port sauce and a tiny little julienne of vegetable with a hint of ginger. That's one of the classical of my father's recipes, really. We've been cooking that dish for the past, I don't know, must be 30 years now. And still, a challenge to cook. And I think it's a wonderful dish. And on the other side, you've had the homard à la vapeur, which is basically served with some new potatoes. And it's a warm dish. It's not a boiling dish. It's a warm dish. It's served with a light cream with some caviar and a few slices of artichokes, and it's a delight. Lobster and caviar is excellent.
You need to mention one more dish, which is this fabulous duck I had.
That's true. I mean, that dish, all year round, we cook duck. Duck is really something we love in the family. It's, I think, appreciated by our customers because we buy French duck, a young duckling, which is the Barbary duck from the west part of France. And we bring it across because we prefer to keep our ducks on the river here and nicely swimming.
You are a star. You are a star. And we had a star meal, and I thank you so much. Till the next time.
Thank you very much. I hope so.
We're continuing a discussion with Alain Roux, who, you're one of the most civilized chefs I've ever met. I mean, you don't swear or do anything weird. tell me a little bit about where you get your products, because we were talking particularly about this duck that was so beautifully carved at tableside. Where are your products from first? And then let's talk about the tableside presentations.
Our product, like the Canton Chalandais, the duck is from south west of Brittany of France, which is one of the speciality and the best place to buy duck. So we buy it abroad because we do like it to serve it roast. I think it's one of the best variety of ducks on the market. But apart from that, you know, we do our shopping and get our deliveries every day from abroad, could be France most of the time, but we do buy a lot mainly in UK. I mean, you look at ingredients here, we are spoiled. We've got scallops in Scotland, we have the fresh salmon, the wild salmon in Scotland, which is wonderful, and we keep those in season. And we've served the Scottish beef, which our clients love. We have oysters, you are not far from Ireland or from Colchester in England. And we have the Cornish lamb and even the Cornish crab as well. And the lamb from all around the country. Lamb is running around in the country in every single field almost.
This crab bisque you served today, it has to be a French recipe. It was she crab as I understand it. But the thing that really set me off was that it's modern, it's classical, but modern classical French cuisine. But the density of the flavors, it was just, the density was overwhelming. It was so gorgeous.
It's true that it's very flavorful because it's fresh crab, live crab, the hen's crab that we get directly from Cornwall. And this is, you know, driven by night, arriving at the waterside and cooked from, you know, the first thing in the morning. And it is a bit of a classic because it's, I followed my grandma's recipe, obviously. And it's lightened up, it's true. I do still use rice to ficule, you know, to do the liaison of the bisque, to give that little velouté to it. But it's lightened up, it's much fresher. And I think it's quite nice to have those little Japanese pearls inside.
Now that you use these Japanese pearls instead of rice, and we don't know what those are, and nobody seemed to know what those are. Do you know what they are?
They're from the family of the tapioca, really.
I thought that seemed like tapioca. Anything else that you found extraordinary in England in terms of supplies that you'd ever found in France? Well, I'll give you a chance to think about that. Is there anything in France that you miss in England?
No. It's true that in England we're very lucky. We have like the damson, which is a fruit that you can hardly find elsewhere than in England. You have plenty of vegetables. I mean, rhubarb is growing like in every single garden. There are some wonderful herbs, salads, even asparagus are growing in the country. And even lately, I've heard that there was some truffle around. I don't know if it's true.
What do you want to do next?
Next is, I think, finish my step, which is just try to carry on doing what I love, which is like cooking and working in a restaurant. And with what is important is a family business. And the family is basically my mother, my stepmom, and my father. She's my second mum, but she's really my mum. My father and the team, which is like the family. So it's the whole thing and the continuity. I don't know if I'll do like my father and run the place for 30 odd years like he's done and he's still doing. But until customers are, you know, happy and they seem happy at the moment, I'll just carry on.
Well, we're very happy, and thank you for having us.